Baltimore City school officials expect to lose at least $23 million in federal funding next year. Some federal grants are ending, plus school officials are still not sure how sequestration will affect federal funding levels. School spokesman Michael Sarbanes says they've been here before.
It's always a tight budget. There's always way more that we want to do than we're able to do. But this is a budget that really tries to continue those investments and make sure the schools can continue to do what they need to do, because they're the ones who are closest to the kids and can have the biggest impact.
Because of rising transportation, employee benefits, and other costs, Sarbanes says city schools needed an additional $15 million to continue operating at current levels. Sarbanes says they plan to get that money mainly by cutting back on temporary and other contractual employees.
Now, staff that's at the district office picks up those responsibilities in order to make it possible for us to keep schools whole and to be able to do these strategic investments like in pre-K.
The budget calls for an expansion of the district's pre-K program, which Sarbanes says has been highly effective. According to their figures, since 2007, the number of pre-K students who enter school kindergarten ready jumped from 58% in 2007 to 78% this year.
What we're seeing is that kids that are going through our pre-K programs are significantly more ready than those who are not when they get to kindergarten. Kids being fully ready has an effect all the way through fifth grade.
Next year's proposed budget also includes funds to expand programs for advanced students and to create a team to upgrade science courses. There is also funding to hire a manager to oversee the district school building plan and a school climate director to make schools more student-friendly. Baltimore Teachers Union President Marietta English is not sure hiring a climate director in times of federal budget cuts is such a good idea.
We do have a director who works with school safety. It seems to me that would fall under the same department. So, if you write a grant for such a position, that's fine.
English has no problems with the district hiring a construction manager or expanding pre-K and science offerings. However, she is concerned that other student programs may be cut given the reduction in available dollars.
Hopefully, teachers will be really creative and be able to develop programs that would supplement those things that would have been ordinarily funded. And they might be able to find funding through grants that are out there.
But overall, English is optimistic about the proposed budget because she says it does not call for cuts of teachers and individual schools won't lose funding next year.
It seems as though they made preparations for our schools to be funded to the level that they've been funded before. We'll be keeping our eyes on to make sure that we are able to sustain our programs and sustain the things that we need to happen in the schools.
Also watching the process closely is James Giddings, president of the Principals Association. He says he has not heard anything to be overly concerned about, but he will follow the public hearings. The first one takes place tonight at 5:30. A second one will be held on May 7th with a vote by the board scheduled for May 14th. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WIPR.